This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A recent study by the VA Department defines veterans from 18 to 34 as a vulnerable population because of their rate of unemployment since 2005, which has been 20% higher than that of non-veterans of the same age. After adjusting for demographic differences, the unemployment rate of the youngest veterans, those 18 to 24, has been 40% higher than that of peers who never served. Television viewing has plummeted 9% so far this season compared with the previous season. Netflix viewing accounted for about 43% of the decline in traditional TV viewing in the first quarter of this year. The Indian Censor Board released a 28-point list of objectionable and abusive words, including those with a double meaning. This caused so much hilarity in India that the list was quietly withdrawn. Stay-at-home dads, there are 2 million of them in 2012, up from 1.1 million in 1989, although only about a fifth of those fathers stay home for the children. The other four-fifths are unemployed, ill, in school, or retired. Some of these fathers serve as primary caregivers. On average, however, men who are out of work eke out slightly under 3 hours a day of housework and childcare combined, less than working women do, at 3.4 hours a day. The rise of post-war fishing technology meant that the global reported fishing catch rose from some 15 million metric tons at the end of World War II to 85 million metric tons today, the equivalent in weight of the entire human population at the turn of the 20th century, removed from the sea each and every year. Surveys find that in the USA's inner cities, between 20 and 25% of their permanent residents are middle class. Roughly 60% are solidly working class or working poor who work incredibly hard. In Texas, the elected Republican governor, Greg Abbott, is not quite sure if simulated military maneuvers planned for his state are routine exercises by our men and women in uniform or a plot to take everyone's guns and enforce martial law. He's ordered the state guard, National Guard, to monitor his own government soldiers just in case. Oh, and Walmart is involved as well. Something about tunnels beneath abandoned stores. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about acts and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and KBFFM 88.3 at www.kbf.org.